So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesine mhla ka 27 kusibandlela 2022. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili idale le High Court selisithi kumele kwenziwe ama-by-elections lapho okwaxotshwa khona amalunga ebandla lika Chamisa isithupha ePhalamende agoqela umnumzana Tendai Biti lomnumzana Kucacaphulu lanqanje linkantolo ibinqume ngolwesibili ukuthi abantu laba kumele babuyiselwe ezikhundleni zabo. Ingxabangxoza kubandla lika Chamisa ngemva kokuba libhalise abantu ababili ukuthi bancintise kuzikhundla ezifanayo kukhetho lwama-by-elections kobulawayo lasemaswingo. Isigodlo someli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa sithi sikhathazekile kakhulu ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabeZimbabwe abahlala kulelo lizwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe abantu abahlanu nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula ikhulu elilamashumi posi ayisikhombisa 167 belomkhuhlane lo. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala bangu 4078 kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu 4018 abahlatshwe esithathu bona bangu 2008. Inani labaphethwe ilumkhuhlane sikhuluma nje selehleli suka phezu kwe 50,000 ngompalakazi laya ku 7,594. Kusinqumo esidide abanengi inkantolo ye High Court inqume izolo ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kumele yenze ukhetho lwama-by-elections ePhalamende ezigabeni eziyisithupha ezibalisa iPhumula, Nkulumane, Kambuzuma, Mbizo, Mutasa South, leHarare East lanxanje umthethwandaba munye ubunqume ngolwesibili ukuthi amalunga ebandla likamnumzana Nelson Chamisa ayesezikhundleni lezi axotshwa ngaphandle komthetho. UJustice Tawanda Chitapi nguye onqume ukuthi amalunga ebandla leMDC Alliance eselibizwa ngokuthi Citizens Coalition for Change agoqela umnumzana Tendai Biti lomnumzana Kucacaphulu kumele abuyiselwe ezikhundleni zawo ngoba ukuxotshiswa kwawo iPeople's Democratic Party ePhalamende isebenza leMDC kamnumzana Douglas Monsora akukho emthethweni. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission yamukele isinqumo lesi ngolwesibili yasimemezela ukuthi akuseyi kwenziwa ama-by-elections kulezi ndawo. Ngakho ithebe kungasela sidingo sokuthi labo abafuna ukuncintisa kulezi zikhundla babhalise kumthethwandaba we-nomination court wona ohlale izolo. Kodwa omunye umahluli we-High Court uJustice Neva Katiyo unqume izolo ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kumele ivule uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu laba ngoba isinqumo sokubuyisela uBiti labanye bakhe ePhalamende sesibekwe eceleni ngemva kokuphikiswa kwaso ngumamangala umnumzana Benjamin Rukanda yena ozithi uyisiphathamandla sebandla le People's Democratic Party. Lanxa kunjalo igqwetha umnumzana Matshobana Ncube uthi isinqumo sayizolo siyize.
Isinqumo lesi singaba yilokho esithi thina iMT Thunderbolt esilungwini somthetho sithi iBrutal Full Man. Ngokuzananzelela ukuthi izeki ibuye yakhupha isimemezelo esitshengisa ukuthi i-order leyo ithe isiphiwa izeki ilethwe izeki isivalile i-nomination court. So lawa ama-constituencies were not part of ama-constituencies obeufuza ukuthi kunominatwe khona abantu. So ke ngibona ukuthi i-decision ka-judge leyi hayi i-decision nje abantu abangakhohlwa ngayo.
Ngamanye amazwi Ncube uthi isinqumo lesi siyize. Ubabuphulu ubiti labanye babo bazabuyela ePhalamende njengokunquma kwenkantolo ngolwesibili.
Yebo, ngibona kufuza ukuthi kube njalo ngoba phela idale livele lanquma. Njalo ungananzelela lesi sinqumo esenziwe ngujaji lo sile problem ethize. Emthethweni nxa kwenziwa i-provisional order akufuzange ukuthi ibe ne-final effect. Ngoba angithi nxa unanzelela i-provisional order le ithi yona kufuze ukuthi kwenziwe ama-nominations for ama-constituencies la. Nxa kungenziwa khona lokho akuhlela anything confirm going forward. So ngibona azathi vele isinqumo lesi ebesingahlelwanga ngendlela eqondileyo. Ngikhangelela ukuthi bazafaka ama-appeals ophulu labotendayibidi ngesinqumo lesi ngoba hayi sivele sishekile.
Kona ungathini Ncube ngendlela udaba lwabo biti lolu oluphethwe ngayo iZimbabwe Electoral Commission iParliamente kanye lomthethwandaba kuze kufike lamhlanje lapha esesikhona?
Embona kusenzakala ukuthi kukhona ukuxokozela kwezombangazwe ngoba ungananzelela lo jaha onguye vele owathi yena uyenze i-recall yabo ngumuntu abathi kasho ebadlalela. So kushuthi kukhona isandla semfene phakathi lapha masinanzelela. So ke izeki ngibone kwenzileyo iyenze into eqondileyo ngokungavumelani lalo muntu ukuthi la ma-constituencies akulama vacancies. Unfortunately inkinga ekhona ukuthi iZimbabwe i-politics yakhona ibolile. Yikho phela la abantu ubone ukuthiwa hayi sebexotshiwe ePhalamende kambe shuwa umuntu ovele esitaradeni angabuye uxotshe emzini wakho. Uyabona nje ukuthi kukhona ukuxhwala okuthize.
Uthi wena ophulu ubabona bebuyela emthethwandaba besiyaphikisa isinqumo lesi sokuthi ama-by-elections enziwe. Ngesikhathi leyo apili ingakahluzwa babe behamba yini eParliament?
Ye, iapili eyokwenzayo ukuthi yasuspenda i-decision leyo ezwe ngujaji lamhlanje. So ukufana lokuthi i-decision leyo kayikho wase ungafaka kwi-apili. So usho ukuthi bona sokuze ukuthi babuyele eParliament. Ngoba njengoba sokushilo ukuthi akula ma-vacancies kuma-constituencies abo. So ufuze ukuthi babuyele eParliament bayemela abantu ababakhethayo.
Umnumzana Matshobana Ncube ligqwetha. Abasekeli bebandla likamnumzana Nelson Jamisa ele-Citizens Coalition for Change basele bedanile izolo ngemva kokuba leli bandla libhalise abantu ababili ukuthi bancintise ezikhundleni ezifanayo kukhetho lwamakhansila olwama-by-elections koBulawayo laseMaswingo. KoBulawayo lokhu kwenzakale kuward 9 lakuward 26. Abazancintisa kuward 9 ngumnumzana Donaldson Mabutho owayevele ngukhansila engakaxotshiswa yi-MDCT lo mnumzana Bekithemba Nyathi. Kuward 26 kona kubhalise umnumzana Norman Hlabani laye owayengukansila walindawo kanye lompumelelo moyo. Esigabeni semathebelele North leli bandla libikwa lehluleke ukubhalisa umuntu ozancintisa kukhetho luka councilor ku ward 14 eUmgusa. Iziphathamandla ze-Citizens Coalition for Change zibikwa ziphoselana aqatha ngalezi zehlakalo. Kodwa isikhulumeli saleli bandla eMathebeleland South uMnumzana Ntando Ndlela utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi baza kulungisisa.
Abantu bangethuki yinto mhlawumbe esizayilungisa masinya masinya, ukhetho lusiyafika siyabe singelanto esithi double candidate. Kube yinto esingathi yi-human error ekulungiseni amaphepha njalo lekuncintisaneni njengoba lisazi ukuba leli bandla labantu wonke umuntu okhona elizwe naba ubefisa ukuthi abe part and parcel yaleli bandla elihle kangaka iCitizens Coalition for Change. Kuyinto encane ezalungisiswa, ukhetho lusiyafika, ibandla lizabe lili candidate A1 ikuconstituency A1. Akusoke kube lento izayothi ngama double candidate. So abalandeli abasekeli bebandla bangithuki. Thina lapha eMathebeni South njengebandla le-CCC iCitizens Coalition for Change sile ukujabula ukuthi sazise uZulu nabalandeli bethu wonke nje jikelele kuba hayi amakhandidate ethu wonke anominethwe kahle throughout Matebeni South, asizange sibele kwehluleka kunomnetha amakhandidates.
Manje lithini ngendawo esizwa kuthiwa bekulama-candidate amabili bencintisana bodwa?
Msakazi asehluleki, thina sobandla lokwehluleka, ibandla le-CCC Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngu-Advocate Leslie Chamisa asobandla elihlulekayo, libandla elilama-structures ilizwe lonke nje jikelele. Ikakhulu lapha eMathebeni South akula ndawo lapho esingekho khona, so akula ndawo engingathi singehluleka khona ukufilda kumbe ukufaka ama-candidate. Silokujabula ngoba ama-candidates bethu wonke asuke kundawana zonke zeMathebeni South namhlanje maphepha abeqondile. Silokubonga njalo kuba i-ofisi yezekhi ayizange isinike uhlupho, yonke into ihambe nje ngomumo, amakhandensi wonke abajuly nominated.
UMnumzana Ntando Ndlela isikhulumeli sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change eMathebeleland South. Isikolo someli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa sithi sikhathazekile kakhulu ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabeZimbabwe abahlala kulelo lizwe. Kumbiko esiwethule izolo, isigodlo lesi sixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zihlale ziqaphele njalo zilandele imithetho yakwele South Africa. Sikhuthazela abo abalencwadi zama-special permits ezizaphelelwa isikhathi ekupheleni kwalonyaka ukuthi bazame ukungena kweminye imikhakha yama-permits njengokuxwayisa kukahulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa. Sithe njalo uhulumende weZimbabwe uphakathi kokukhulumisana lowe-South Africa ngalolu daba. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum uMnumzana Vusumuzi Spanda.
Sesike sathi ukhuluma naye lo omele elaseZimbabwe u-ambasada lapha kwelase-South Africa esishayela nathi njengabe-African Diaspora, ukukhalaza ukuthi ubefisa ukuthi kube khona ukwabelana ngolwazi onokuthi kwenzakalani ukuze kube khona mhlawumbe indlela yokuthola ukuthi abantu bangasizakala kanjani uma bengazithola behlaselwa kumbe sebefuna ukuthi baphindele ekhaya nakho bephelelwa ngama-passport. Ngakho lo mbiko masiwubhekile thina sithi ngumbiko obufanele ukuthi ukhushwe ngu-ambasada njengomuntu owuyena othenjwe yizizalwane zaseZimbabwe lapha kwelase-South Africa, ngoba kufanele ukuthi njengohulumeni kube khona okuthile abakwenzayo ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze bavikele izizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe.
Uyini okunye uhulumende weZimbabwe angabe uyakwenza ukuthi aqede lolu hlupho?
Uhlupho lolu esibhekane lalo oluse South Africa nakwamanye amazwe jikelele lokugcwala kwezizalwane zaseZimbabwe akulona uhlupho olungaqedwa ngenkulumo nokuzama mhlawumbe ukuthi abantu bangaphepha ngalobu hlobo kwelase South Africa, ngoba umbuzo omkhulu ngokuthi kungenxa yani izizalo zeZimbabwe ezigcwele kwelase South Africa njalo singathandi ukuphindela ekhaya. Lokhu yikho okufanele ukuthi uhulumeni ngabe uyakulungisa, okuhambisana nezomnotho kanye nezepolitiki ezingahlalisekanga kahle ezenza ukuthi abantu bangagculiseki ngezimpilo zabo nabakutholayo. Isimo somnotho sibi kakhulu kwelase Zimbabwe, okufanele ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ugxile kusona asilungise ukuze nalabo abaphumele ngaphandle bakhuthazeke ukuphindela ekhaya uma bethola bezithola bekusimo esifana nalesi esithola izizalwane zeZimbabwe South Africa azidinga abazithandi ngaba sazifuni khona. Ngakho sigqugquzela ukuthi uhulumeni kungabi nje ukukhuluma ukwenzela ukuthi kube kufane namakha nje into engathandwa ngabantu kodwa ngaphandle, kodwa ukuthi uhulumeni akalungise iyona into emqoka ekhathaza abantu, okuyindaba ezepolitiki, ukungakhululeki kahle kwezepolitiki kanye nezomnotho okwelase Zimbabwe.
Umnumzana Vusumuzi Spanda ngowenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum. Seli kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi umhlangano we-United Nations Human Rights Council oqhutshwe izolo ufumane ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe ulokhe esilela kundaba zokuhlonipha amalungelo kaZulu. I-Chronicle ithi uZulu weGweru uselamalanga amathathu engelamanzi ngemva kokuba ikhansili yaleli dolobho icitshelwe amandla kagetsi yizesa phezu kwesikwelede esingena ku-$247 million. Sogu isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngiyalibingelela abasakazi be-Studio 7 kanye nabalaleli, ngithini njani lonke kundawo nezelizwe lingabe nikhona. Lo Ngithulani Ndlovu wasenkayi kwesikhubukhubu, ngiyajika njalo ngizophendula lubaba lobaba wetsholotsho lowugawule ngelakhanda lo wavuvuka intamo lo. Lubaba lo mna ngazi ukuthi izanu PF imnikani. Uyawoma nje, qonda ukuwoma, wome mpela nje ubona ukuthi uyawoma nje qambela umhlaba amangu baba lo. Uthi isigodlo se-America eHarare singurefu, akunanto enjalo. Njalo lokhu akusholo ukuthi ama-sanctions ahamba ukuthi abaqale bakhipha ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions babazidingelayo abalungisise bona ukuthi ibutho lingangeneli. Amaphoyisa ayenza umsebenzi wawo njengokuba engayenzi lokhu budlwangudlwangu lobu obenzakalayo bukamnangagwa la yena lo ugawule lo. Ngoba into abayenzayo ayikho right, ikuncindezela abantu. Hambani lina lilungisise amalungelo abantu khonapho, likhiphe yonke inyakanyaka le liyifakayo, ikakhulu wena gawule wena.
Sanibonani Studio 7, sanibonani. Hayi, siyazizwa mpeli izindaba, siyazizwa izindaba. Thina njengoba ethi party taker ingeneli lolu khetho, hayi, yaye sizihlupho ukuyavota. Yike sizihluphe phela ukuyavota wemthwakazi Republic Party, ibandla labantu, ibandla lemathebheleleni lithi hayi alingenele ukhetho. Hayi, angeke siyevota. Angeke sivote mpela nyani nje emthwakazi. Abavote bona khona ngale Harare emashona le ndibona bi. Hayi, thina ngapha kumthwakazi hayi, sizavota next year ngo-2023 ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party selingenele ama-election, ibandla labantu, ibandla lemathebheleleni. Ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party alibandluli bantu, wonke umuntu osemathebheleleni eda ivenda itonga wonke umhloko semathebheleleni wonke nje obalwa kumthwakazi asilibandluluzi bantu bakithi. Buyani ekhaya kumthwakazi Republic Party, liphume kubo MDC labo zani PF labo MDC TA kamakhupheleyo, yephumani liyobo amabandla laso mabandla right, aso mabandla alilethele intuthuka, aso mabandla alandi kuzolinceda nje abantu bakumthwakazi, alandi kuzoliphuca konke lokho elinako. Ngelani ekhaya kumthwakazi Republic Party, ngelani ekhaya.
studio 7 enyakeni emusha ka 2022 linjani basakazi bami labalaleli abahle khona apho sihlaziya khona ngezepolitiki ezenzakala kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Ngithi ngiqale laphana kubaba uGawule, lapha ubaba uGawule othi abaqale bekhipha ama-sanction. Hayi mina ubaba uGawule uyangidida kakhulu impela ukuthi kathi shukuthi ama-sanction lawa afakwayo yiwo ayenza ukuthi bona besihlukumeze singabantu beZimbabwe sifela ama-sanctions lawa khona. Kathi ama-sanctions lawa ngoba afakelwe ukuthi bona yibo abahlukumeza thina. La yabaqala ukubabuse kahle abantu ukuze ama-sanction ekhitshwe nje. Ilula nje lento baba uGawule ukuthi abantu nje baphathele kuhle azasuswa ama-sanction. Yeah, i-ground yonke yokuvota kayivumele wonke umuntu ibe free to everybody. Kungabi lecele lithathwayo, kungabi labantu abasapotwayo, wonke umuntu kulingane, abasathi laphuma baba uGawule. Ize laphana ku-FDCT yithi ubaba ubakhuphe nobunzura, hayi into leyo abayenzayo le, hayi basihlukumeza she. Kusobala vele ukuthi ubona they are not about ukuthi be-repalate iZimbabwe from kuZANU-PF. Bona nje into abayifunda yokuphatha nje babhidlisa laba abantu mnakazi ukuthi bacabanga njani bazamani, uyazi hayi kubuhlungu. Alabe ngithi mbeko lapho ngiyabonga inkosi Phusisa.
Sanibonani bakithi balaleli konke nabasakazi be-Studio 7 umhlaba wonke jikelele. Hayi bakithi ngithemba abantu bayaphila kuwonke amagumbi amane omhlaba njengoba nje siqalile singene kolunyaka omtsha nje u-2022. Ye bakithi akho nto etheni bantu engizayiphawula khona lapha. Yize nje sekuyisikhathi mani sikuyisikhathi singangeni lapha emsakazweni wethu lapha akungeneki bakithi. Yeah. So ke ngizathanda nje ukuphawula nje into encane nje hayi enkulu. Bakithi angazi ukuthi into esizayithini yona le. Yangizwe isikhulumeli isekela sikhulumeli seqembu leZANU-PF uBelieve Gawule bekhuluma lapha ukuthi khona mabafake imibono yabo bona batho bakhulumele iZANU. Shem bathatha amachansi laba bantu uBelieve Gawule noChuma. iZANU abayazi, they don't know iZANU.
Mpingelele ku-Studio 7, mpingelele ku-Studio 7, linjani lonke, ayisiphilile, banjani abantu ekhaya, mpingelele abadala bakithi ekhaya, endaweni yakumasindi laphana komuke esigabeni, mpingelele ubaba wami Abel Kube, mpingelele inkosikazi wami, uPatricia Mlalazi, yena abanye bonke abangakithi khona laphana esigabeni. Ya, saze sahlala emazweni singazimiselanga ukuhlala. Ilizwe lakithi saliyekela ngesikhathi uma iziprofos belilethile ebantwini. Labuyekela silihlala ezandleni ezirongo. Which means ekwayenza ukuthi abafowethu nabobhude nabobaba ababehambe bayaloli lizwe baphinde futhi babaleke babuye eSouth Africa. Ngakho-ke khona manje sebeseSouth Africa ayikho into ababengasayiyenza ngalo kuthi abahlala ekhaya babengarecruit abantu mhlawumbe belwisane ne-government noma ngama-mass action kwakuzobe ku-right, but basuka basabaleka sonke sabuya emazweni futhi sigcwele emazweni futhi sesidinga nje kokudla. So noma abazali bethu bekhona singabayekelela indlala kambe sithi ngoba bangamazani siyaphinda futhi siyabanikeza ukudla bakithi ngokuba yithi esayivela saliyekela ngesikhathi uma libuya sasifanele futhi sihle sifone ukuthi no lapha sesihambe rongo side sofanele ukuthi leli lizwe siliphathe ngale ndlela. Naye sinegugrawundi naye abuyadlala eyayindima futhi yaxotsha kakhulu abantu ezweni lasemathebeleleni. Ya babuya bazohlala e-South Africa abantu napha bazihlalele basebenza akhohliwe ukuthi ke sake salilwela leli lizwe. Kodwa kubuhlungu uhlala egangeni ungagezi nethwa izulu kuyala wena unganethwa izulu nje just 2 minutes sobuya lapho uyatshintsha. What about umuntu owayenethwa izulu engatshintshi ahlale izulu nethi liviki lonke lokhu emanzi enjalo? Mbonge hlobo zami, saze sahlupheka singabantu baseZimbabwe bakithi sisegangeni. Umvundla okhulumayo yabonga.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi izulu lesikhukhula u-cyclone Ana libulale abantu abangamashumi amathathu lane 34 eMadagascar, ababili kwele Mozambique kanye labane kwele Malawi. Umsakazo munye uthi kulokufuthelana phakathi kwamazwe angentshonalanga lebutho lasemali eligenqule uhulumende owakhethwa nguZulu. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Omunye wabahluleli womthethwandaba weSupreme Court uJustice Stephen Breyer usetshiya umsebenzi. UBreyer uleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lantathu 83. Ungomunye wabahluleli balinkantolo abeyamele kuhlangothi lwamademocrats. Abeyamele kumarepublicans bona bayisithupha. Okuyinto esolwa ngabanye abathi uMongameli Joe Biden kumele engeze abahluleli balinkantolo ngokukhetha abanye abaseceleni lamademokrasi ngoba iSupreme Court isiyamele kakhulu kumaRepublicans. Ukuchiya kukaBreyer umsebenzi kupha uMongameli Biden ithuba lokugcwalisa isithembiso asenza ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho nyakenye esokuthi uzakhetha owesifazana wakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuba ngumahluleli weSupreme Court. UBreyer wangena esikhundleni lesi ngo-1994 ngemva kokukhethwa ngumongameli Bill Clinton oyebandla lamademocrats. Sixoxele ncwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Iye kulithuba elihle kakhulu kubaba uBiden ukuthi agcwalise isithembiso sakhe ngokufaka umama owesifazana ongumuntu omnyama eSupreme Court. Kuzaba yinto enhle kakhulu ezathandeka ebantwini abansundu ngo-2022 njengoba kuvotwa kunje lango-2024. Kuzamsiza khona lokhuyana kungani okunye ukuthi akugcwalise kodwa lokhu kusemandleni akho ukuthi akwenze. Ngakho kuqakathekile ukuthi akwenze, kuyinto edingakala kakhulu ngokuba omama bamvotele kakhulu, omama abesifazana abamnyama bamvotele kakhulu uBiden kuwona le umnyaka odlulileyo nje eza kuba ngopresident. Kusuke ivote elikhulu kakhulu kwabesifazana abamnyama limncedisile, ngakho ke kumele alibonge lelo vote ngokugcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokufaka abamnyama abansundu omama esihlalweni sokuba ngumahluli weSupreme Court.
Alubana uBiden ethe wavuselela umnakano wokwengeza abahluleli balinkantolo, umbona ephumelela yini kulokho?
Akulula kakhulu ukuthi aphumelele uMnumzana uBiden ukuthi angezelele amajaji abehluleli beSupreme Court ukuthi babe banengula lokho. Kodwa kuyinto abantu ikakhulu amademocrats ayikhuthalele kakhulu, njengoba nje ulinganisa ukuthi sekugcwele ama-Republican. Kanti ke into ezalamula eMelika ukuthi indlela yokukhethwa kwe-court kusuka phezulu iSupreme Court wehluzwe efika phansi, ikhitshwe kwezepolitiki, ingabi ingxenye yomkhankaso yepolitiki kodwa isuswe kulokho yenziwe ngendlela ezimeleyo ukuze lamajaji ahlale engazimeleyo. Hayi lokho sokusiba ukuthi amajaji lawa abe ngama-political activists awe party kumba acabanga ngendlela yebandla elithile, kakuhlanga lokho.
UMnumzana Efidlela Ncube uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Sizibhethe ngebezihamba phambili. Idale le High Court selisithi kumele kwenziwe ama by-elections lapho kwaxotshwa khona amalunga ebandla likaChamisa isithupha agoqela uTendai Biti lokuchachaphulu lanxa nje linkantolo ibinqume ngolwesibili ukuthi abantu laba kumele babuyele eParliamente ngoba baxotshwa ngaphandle komthetho. Ingxabangxoza kubandla likaChamisa eleCitizens Coalition for Change ngemva kokuba libhalise abantu ababili ukuthi bancintise ezikhundleni ezifanayo kukhetho lwama-by-elections koBulawayo laseMaswingo. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.